Nice weather? You think we're having nice weather? I guess you didn't lose the only one that meant anything in your life. I guess you don't feel burned out by the human misery and despair perpetrated by the criminal vermin that infest every pore of this decaying city, forcing you to guzzle cheap wine and cheaper whiskey to dull the pain that shatters your heart, rips at your soul, keeps your days forever gray.
Young, too loud.
Jesus Christ. What you ain't
noticed the cough? What you okay, too loud. We're back. Last week we weren't here. Now we're back. Sal lost his punishments.
We were on bye week.
Sal sucked. And yeah, Sal could say that was his bye week because he's definitely going to get his ass kicked in picks again. Fantasy football, we're looking
it's
really
not
great.
Even about me getting picks wrong. It's about you're hitting every pick you're getting.
I wish,
nothing I could do against
I wish
that.
I was putting money on these bets.
Not like, I know, you're not even like making videos or posting the picks, so like no one even knows what these picks are.
They do know the picks. I said them on the fucking podcast. What more do you need? I don't understand.
Hey, post it like halfway through the games are started and everything.
I already post them. And that's your job, marketer.
That's my job. You're the one with the anyway, we're back.
It's your job.
Doesn't matter. Fantasy Football Podcast League. And last week might as well have been a bye because we obliterated the icon, my father, 176 to 94. Just absolutely dominated, destroyed. It's not even in like your funny sense where you're like, oh, we won by half a point and we beat their ass. It's like, no, we beat them by 100 points practically behind Josh Allen's 24. You could say it was behind Devontae Adams, 36. You could even say Cordell Patterson coming back with 18 was good. Even Curtis Samuel put in a little number. Ryan Succop had 11. But at the end of the day, it's all because we had Joe Mixon, who had the third most fantasy points of all time. 55. Scored 5 touchdowns. And Icon had no chance. Too Loud is ours.
Yeah, it's ours. I don't know why. His name, he should change his name. It's not owner of the Too Loud podcast anymore. Guys, ice kicked.
So we move on to 8-1. Not your father's. Got a win over Kamara Reddy. They're 5-4. They did that behind Geno Smith, but mainly Austin Eckler's 24. They also got 20 points from Travis Kelce and 26 points from the Patriots defense in a non-boosted league. They just whooped on the Colts because the Colts are ass, and now they have Jeff Saturday as a coach.
Yeah, everyone's making a big deal out of it, but whatever.
Well, if you could have one former player from your favorite team become your coach, who would it be?
Shit. Probably Terrell Davis.
TD as a coach?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, John Elway already proved it.
I'm not going to say John Elway. I would never have John Elway. We already saw him as a GM. He's good.
I'd want Jason Witten as head coach, Tony Romo as offensive coordinator, and DeMarcus Ware as defensive coordinator.
Yeah, my favorite team, I don't know. We were only good for like a good period of time. And that's pretty much it.
Beat Kamara Reddy. Patrick Mahomes gave him 34 points, but that's pretty much it. Josh Jacobs had 11. Stephon Diggs had 14. And anybody else on his team couldn't score more than 10. Bono's Bam returned to his losing ways as champion Chimps actually held on and didn't lose to the worst team in the league. Barely held on. If it wasn't for Kenneth Walker, your boy, scoring 27 points, he would have lost to Cameron. Because Bono's Bam had 23 from Derrick Henry and 26 from Travis Etienne.
Yeah, Travis Etienne's RB1 now.
So he lost 4 points for starting the Bears defense, though. That pretty much lost him the game right there.
Yeah. It's tough. When you have Kenneth Walker and Ramondre Stevenson, you have two of the best running backs in fantasy, like in the second half of the season.
Got the sad music for the sad teams. And now we move on to another sad team, Mike and Hassan Podcast. Fall to 2-7 as they lose to Twin Double Stuffed. Victor behind 27 points from Tyreek Hill and 24 behind Dallas Goedert, 18 from Juju Smith. Who's become the number one receiver now, right? For Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Juju. He's the man now?
Well, Travis Kelce's number one, and then it's Juju. But same shit.
Said receiver.
They're both going to get like 18 fantasy points a game now.
Mike and Hassan had Cooper Kupp scored 26. Garrett Wilson finally back and scored 17. But as long as he has 13 points from Aaron Rodgers, it's not really going to do nothing. And Dawson Knox, he picked up our Dawson Knox, who's been a failure all year. Moving on, the second best team in the league, Lunch Money, proving that spot correct by beating Pro Beer Sports. They fall to 5-4. Lunch Money's only loss comes to us. 8-1. Joe Burrow got him 19. Miles Sanders 15. AJ Brown 15. But what really did it was 21 points from Christian Kirk.
Yeah, he has good receivers because even though Jamar Chase is out and Debo is on a bye, he's still at Tyler Boyd, who's now better without Jamar Chase.
Pro Beer Sports got
Christian Kirk, who's
24 from Kenyon Drake. Almost came back, but it wasn't enough, especially because DJ Moore and Deion Jackson, two DJs, failed him. Scored less than 6 points each. Should have started Tua, who had 24 points. Justin Herbert only had 12.
Yeah, would have been a closer game, but still would have lost.
And then
Austin Fair,
Austin Fair over 500 now. Moves into third place in their division. Maybe a playoff team. Oh, no, he's not over 500. One game under 500, but beats Coach Ben.
Puts him under 500. Remember when he was like 4-0? And yeah. I'm like, relax, this team sucks.
Hi, Lamar Jackson.
I'm like, there we go. Now this team's kind of showing what it is. He's starting McCole Hardman. I don't even think he's playing.
25 points from Justin Jefferson and 15 from Zach Ertz. 13 from his boy Algier. And 19 from Kyler Murray actually showing up. Got the win for Austin Fair despite only 17 from Lamar Jackson. 19 from Mecole Hardman. And that's pretty much all he got.
Because that's his whole team. He doesn't start Alan Lazard. That doesn't make sense.
Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard is the only consistent
receiver. Over Romeo Doubs. And he's a Packer fan, so he should know better.
Well, Romeo Doubs got hurt, so that's what happened.
But that was last week. We're moving on to this week. And we are already up against, as this loads. I mean, it looks like a two-man race. It's just us and Lunch Money.
Us and Lunch Money, and then your dad has a chance, but honestly, he doesn't have a chance. So,
we play Camaro Ready this week. After these ads, thank you for listening. Follow us at 2 Loud Pod for all our picks and everything. But we have we're up right now against Camaro Ready because of one man, Dante Foreman, waiver wire diamond of the year.
Yes.
He had 19 points, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Cordell Patterson only gave us 3, though. They weren't playing him because it was raining and wet, and they didn't want him to hurt his knee.
So what's beautiful about our team is that, well, we're starting Trevor Lawrence, and we already came to a decision.
Oh, we have to wait till today. Oh, did we not get Tom Brady?
Probably didn't get Tom Brady.
Damn.
Whatever. We're trying to get Tom Brady. Didn't get him. Life goes on.
I don't want Trevor Lawrence.
We're projected to lose because this guy has Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara, Patrick Mahomes, Stephon Diggs, and Devontae Smith going against the Washington football team, who, by the way, he scored his biggest point total of the year with 32 fantasy points like in week 4. So I almost expect the same thing from Devontae Smith because they're going to worry about A.J. Brown.
Although right now he also has Duvernay and Justin Tucker who are on bye starting
yes,
right now.
Yes, and I just saw that he's on Instagram that he's in Utah. So this might be the last thing that's on his mind right now.
Marvin Jones could play for him.
Start George Kittle too, but.
You can't start him at Kittle, kicker, but yeah.
My team is, yes, I would like to call my team for the most part. Because I like how we did the team. The way we drafted was we let me take the lead with all these picks, and then we had some agreements, and then you helped me out by saying, "No, don't drop Brandon Ayuk," because I would have dropped Brandon Ayuk a long time ago.
Yep.
And then you helped me out with the little stuff like that. See, Dave Montgomery fucked
That's
us.
The reason why we have Tony Pollard. I'm the and reason Brandon why we have Josh Allen so early. I was
stop,
like, we're gonna get a quarterback
stop,
early.
Stop,
you're like,
stop,
I don't
want to
get a quarterback early.
Stop.
I don't get quarterbacks early.
Stop. Yeah. Dude, this is the same guy who freaking colluded and did a terrible ref job the other day at our beer pong tournament. Who fucking was hashtag rigged, by the way.
You were filming.
I was filming it, but does the cameraman ever have a say in the football game?
Yes.
He doesn't just go in and just
That's
say,
how reviews work.
But the cameraman doesn't come in and just talk shit. He has to go to the booth, and we have no booth. But the point is, I like Josh Allen too, because I drafted him as well in the third round.
You didn't want to draft a quarterback that early.
Okay, so what you're saying is, when I drafted him in the third round in another league, in the draft before this draft, I've been scared to draft Josh Allen that early. You're crazy.
We could go back to that episode. You're like, oh, I don't know. We could wait and get Lamar or Jackson. Somebody else. Or.
But I was just telling you for the greatness, and then you just said that we needed a quarterback, and I was like,
yes,
because
that's what
right.
failed us this week. And this week it's gonna fail us because Josh Allen might be hurt, and that's why we have to start Trevor Lawrence.
We're only starting him until fucking I wake up early, because I'm gonna wake up early and I'm gonna figure out if he's playing. If Josh Allen's
probably
playing,
not gonna play.
You don't know that, dude. He's an hour-to-hour decision.
He's not gonna play. It's to keep the defense on its feet. And they're playing a good team in Minnesota. They're not going to play. Next matchup, Icon has to go up against Cam Bono's Bam. Projected 131 points this week, trying to bounce back after getting demolished. Absolutely mollywopped by us. There's Jalen Hurts against Washington. Christian McCaffrey against the Chargers, which should give him big numbers. Saquon against Houston, Jalen Waddle against Cleveland, which should be big. Chris Olave against Pittsburgh, who don't have Minka Fitzpatrick. Rondale Moore against the Rams, who's cleared. Cowboys defense against the Packers, who suck. And Jason Myers against Tampa. He could start Darryl Mooney against Detroit. And Scantling should get more touches against Jacksonville with McCole Hardman out. But I think Olave and Waddle are still good enough. Bono's Bam has Zach Wilson on a bye starting right now, so he needs to fix that. He should start CD and maybe Kareem Hunt. Oh, he should start Justin Fields. What is he doing? Justin Fields is the fantasy god now at quarterback.
I guess.
After breaking Michael Vick's rushing record last week, and now he's playing Detroit this week? He better start Justin Fields if he wants to win. He also has Derrick Henry against Denver, Travis Etienne against Kansas City, DK against Tampa, Chris Godwin against Seattle. So he's going to know how his teams are doing pretty early.
At 10 a.m. Not even at 9 a.m.
Remember, you got to remember, there's a Germany game now. Tom Brady against Geno Smith. But yeah, he should put in CD and Justin Fields if he wants to win. You should win. That would be funny.
We're getting closer and closer to seeing who fucking took Tom Brady from us. I'll tell you that.
Yep. Championships already up 17 points thanks to Marcus Mariota on double stuff twin.
Double stuff twin still projected. He has Cortland Sutton, Zay Jones turning his wide receivers.
That makes sense. Jonathan Taylor finally back for double stuff, but Zeke might not play. And he doesn't have James Robinson. Still no Keenan Allen. Gonna probably want to start Rashad White. Guess that's his best bet. But he does have Juju. We should again get more targets. Tyreek Hill against Cleveland should be crazy. That might just win him the game straight up.
Tyreek Hill, man. That guy's an animal. Number one receiver in fantasy.
Next matchup, we have Mike and Hassan. Already losing by 4.8 to Lunch Money, but projected to win. They took Tom Brady from us.
Son of a bitch.
They got him again.
Barely pays attention.
They have James Conner. They pay attention. They just
barely.
Lose. They suck.
2-7.
They have James Conner and
how are you 2-7 when Nick Chubb and Cooper Kupp and Amari Cooper? Doesn't even make sense.
Just ass.
Trade with us.
Nick Chubb against Miami should go crazy. Cooper Kupp against the Cardinals. If he doesn't have Matt Stafford, is he still going to go crazy?
Yeah, it's Cooper Kupp. What are you talking about? They're going to make sure. Cooper Kupp's floor is like 15, at least.
Debo returns from his hamstring injury to face the Chargers for Lunch Money. He has Kirk Cousins, who was dancing around with some chains and glasses after beating Washington.
He's so going to get his ass kicked.
Against Buffalo, Miles Sanders against Washington, A.J. Brown against Washington, Raheem Mostert against Cleveland. Who actually was out touched by Jeff Wilson Jr. last week. Do you think that's something to be worried about if you have Raheem Mostert?
Kinda. I think they're just going to go back and forth. Just like whoever. They like both of them. And then one of them is going to get hurt, and that's going to be the lead back.
Should he put in Clyde instead of Raheem Mostert?
Fuck no. Never put Clyde in. I would actually think about dropping Clyde. Clyde has like 2 more weeks until you drop him. Like dead ass.
Next match. It's pretty much tied 6-6 against Pro Beer Sports and Springfield J Fair Media. Austin Fair has a questionable Kyler Murray. Got 3 points from Algier. Has a returning DeAndre Swift against Chicago. Justin Jefferson against Buffalo, who's kind of railing on the pass defense side. McLaurin against Philly. Zach Ertz against the Rams. Palmer, who Keenan Allen's still not going to play, so he's still going to get some touches. You should have started Drake London, who finally caught a touchdown.
No, he shouldn't have started Drake London. No one was going to start Drake London. He's been ass lately.
Should he start George Pickens over Palmer? Because San Francisco has a decent pass defense. I know Jason Verrett just got hurt.
I would
but.
Start Palmer. Palmer Loki gets, like, pretty good fantasy points. He's consistent with, like, at least getting 13.
Probier Sports has Najee and Leonard Fournette.
Two washed running backs right now.
Chase Claypool at receiver. TJ Hawkinson, who's doing better now on
awesome.
The Vikings.
A double tight end system.
Double tight end system with Logan Thomas.
A flex. That's awful. That's terrible.
And he should. He really has nobody on his bench right now.
Unless he wants to start Kadarius Toney, but he knows the time.
Should he start Justin Herbert against San Francisco or Tua against Cleveland? Tua against Cleveland, right?
Tua against Cleveland.
Needs to make that change at quarterback. And then our final matchup, Coach Ben at 4-5 takes on Not Your Father's at 5-4.
Coach Ben was like up three games on Not Your Father's. Now yep. Not Your Father's up one game.
Not Your Father's also projected 130.
Of course they are. The team's good.
They got Geno, Austin Eckler.
They knew that they wanted Josh Allen from us, and they
David
would do anything
Pierce.
To not get rid of the core guys that they obviously have.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, Michael Pittman, who's fading. Who should he start?
Gabe Davis, too.
Michael Pittman or Gabe Davis this week? With well, perhaps no Josh Allen.
Michael Pittman, they're going against the Raiders.
And there's that. And I think the most pressing thing for Coach Ben is that he doesn't have Lamar Jackson this week, and that's what gives him all his wins. He's going to bank on Jimmy G against the horrible Charger defense. So, I mean, Jimmy G could score some points against that awful Chargers defense, but he's finally starting Alan Lazard this week. Jamal Williams could get a touchdown against the Bears. Aaron Jones hates the Cowboys, but he's also a little hurt. Peoples Jones at the flex. I like that one against Miami. Should get decent numbers.
We'll see what
numbers.
Your boy does.
But, yeah, those are the matchups. Let's look at the standings as we go closer. I think we're about, what, 4 weeks away from the playoffs?
Yep. 18 playoffs, so everyone has a chance. We're not going to get a bye week, even though we're obviously the number one seed. No, we're not the number one seed. I think we're the number two seed.
We beat Lunch Money.
We have less points than them, though.
Oh, that's dumb.
No, it's by points, man. Just got to score a lot.
Well, we're both.
We're not the same division, too, so that's why it really doesn't matter. It's not like it's in-division type game.
No, I want to see this projected.
Oh, we're number one now.
Bracket,
I guess we outscored them last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we scored all the points last week. So right now, the eight teams in the playoff, we would play Coach Ben in the first round.
That would be
easy.
Licking my fingers. That should
but,
be easy.
But
pickings.
The Ravens have the easiest schedule for the remainder of the season.
Bro, does it matter if Josh Allen
and if Josh Allen's going to miss a couple games?
Sean's only going to miss two games, and then he's going to come back. Forever.
Lunch Money would play Austin Fair, who sneaks into the playoffs now at the 7th seed. Pro Beer Sports will take on the owner of Too Loud, and Twin Double Stuff will play Not Your Father's. That meets Champion Chimps, Camara Reddy, the defending champ, on the outside looking in right now.
It's a nice seat.
And then, of course, Bono's Bam and Micah Hassan are both outside because they're both horrible. But those are. That's fantasy football for you this week.
It's our fantasy football podcast.
We're
going
to continue to try to dominate. We gave you all the advice that you should need. And when we come back, we have picks.
NFL
a
picks.
New month.
Week 10.
New picks.
Sal has to do something. We'll talk about it all after this. Advertising from Anchor.
Too loud. Too loud. Too loud. And it wouldn't take a second for I had a water back twiddling with the rust strap. Throw on my silk CD because I'm going to get freaky with you.
Word to the wise.
Too loud.
Some of you need not try this at home. You know, it's like Project X. Not going to have the same outcome. Everybody can't make quiet.
Talking song.
Too loud. I know.
This episode.
Whatever. We're back. Welcome back to Too Loud.
Oh, you got to hear what he says. Yeah, man. Holding up a big ass stupid blunt. That's what he said. Welcome back. We are going to go over our NFL Week 10 picks. Since we didn't give any picks last week, it was our bye week. And we already know what's happening to Sal. For him being a loser last month. Loser. he's going to have to take a scorpion.
By like three picks?
He lost by like four. I think he lost six because I just dominated you that last week too. So I think he lost like 20 to 14. I think that's what the number was. But yes, Lou Hooser. And you're going to have to take a scorpion shot, which is higher on the Scoville level, which means it's hotter than the ghost pepper. You're going to take that shot at the Verdugo bar, one of the bars that we DJ at all the time. Follow Too Loud DJs if you want to see us ever DJ there.
Next Wednesday?
We're going to do that Saturday on the November 19th at the Verdugo bar.
After the USC-UCLA tailgate.
Oh, my God. Why did you want to take it at the bar is what I'm really asking. We had to take it there. We could have just went another day.
We're going to already be there.
Yeah, so, like, you want to just knock it out in one
place. Why are you going to make you go twice?
Hopefully someone's there to take care of you because it's going to be awful.
Oh, God.
And then you're going to take that shot, and it's going to be funny. We're going to put it on our Instagram at Too Loud Pod. But let's go over these Week 10 picks. What pick do you want to go for, Sal? I feel bad for you.
I'm taking the Chiefs 9.5 against the Jaguars at home.
Who?
Chiefs 9.5 against the Jags at home.
Chiefs 9.5?
No goddamn reason why they shouldn't win by 20.
That's your conclusion?
That's pretty much it. Like, the Jags are bad.
And last week was supposed to make you feel like the Chiefs are kind of vulnerable.
You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. Last week, outside of just playing fantasy football, it was just kind of enjoyable to just watch all the games and have no, like, pressure about who wins.
Yeah.
It was just watching the games. Yeah. Like, it was kind of enjoyable just to be like, ah, wow, this team came back. That's crazy. Like, and it means absolutely nothing to me.
Okay.
But, yeah, Chiefs 9.5.
All right. I'm going to get the Dallas Cowboys going against the Green Bay Packers -4.
Fuck you.
I got -4. I honestly think they're going to win, though.
Of course. They should.
Because fucking Mike McCarthy's going to kick their ass.
Yeah.
He's mad. Aaron Rodgers sucks.
It's birthday weekend.
I'm done fucking relying on them. I'm
but
done
fuck
thinking
you.
They're decent.
Now I already know we're going to lose because you picked them.
All right. Well, there you go.
You were going to pick the Packers? Yes. 4 points at
home.
And also, whenever I pick the Packers, they lose.
All the power would have been in your hands.
God
damn it.
That's
different for picking. No, what'd you pick the Chiefs? I'm like, wow, this guy's a dick.
That one first. I didn't even think about it. Fucking asshole.
It's your fault.
God, man. Why are you going to make us lose to the Packers?
Oh, my bad. It's -4.5 MGM. So there you go.
Yeah. God damn it.
What if you guys win by field goal?
That would still
be awesome, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Fine. Give me the Colts over the Raiders on the road by 4.5.
You really think so?
I think Jeff Saturday will force the Raiders to fire Mike McDaniels.
Yeah.
That's my upset.
Yeah, because otherwise Mike McDaniels is definitely on the hot seat with Jeff Saturday just getting signed there.
Yeah.
I am going to take. Yeah, let's take the other one. I'm going to take Arizona Cardinals +3 on the road against the Rams, and I'm going to that game.
That's good. You'll have a.
No Matt Stafford.
You'll have a stake. Well, he's not officially out yet.
Not officially out, but it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm still thinking that the Cardinals are going to have a chance this week. Cardinals defense is pretty good. Rams have literally played like ass. They have owned the Cardinals. I don't think they've ever lost to the Cardinals, and I think this might be the time under Sean McVay.
Next match, I want the Dolphins at home against the Browns. I think they should win by a touchdown.
-3.5?
Yeah, they should win by a touchdown at least. I think it's going to be hit the over on that game, but I don't. It should be Dolphins win that game.
All right. I am going to take the – I don't know about that one. The Browns are pretty. But you're right. I think the Browns are overrated. No, you're right. Dolphins should kick their
I think
ass.
Just buy a touchdown should be fair.
I'm going to take Bucks in Germany -2.5. I think it's kind of easy. I think you don't have your star player, which is Tom Brady, lose in Germany in like the first German game of all time.
What do you mean? Geno Smith is the star.
Yeah. Everyone's going for Geno Smith.
Everybody loves Geno.
I'm sure all the people in Germany are going for Geno Smith.
Yeah.
None of them are going for fucking Geno Smith. Everyone's going for Tom Brady. You go for Tom Brady this week, 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
Remember
the pick that I'm a little sketched on, but whatever. Give me the Bears -3 at home against the Lions.
I know, because you just know you could be sipping on the Bears juice.
I know, everybody's sipping on the Bears juice. Lions play hard, but Justin Fields should continue his ascension to star player right now. His next like three games are against like the top three worst defenses, so he's just showing out right now.
So the spread for this game was like, I think they didn't have it until later this week because they didn't know about Josh Allen being hurt. Minnesota Vikings against the Bills. I think that the Bills are still going to cover the 6.5 spread at home. It's at home. It's the only reason why I'm saying that. If it was on the road, I may have thought different. But I think the Bills are going to go all out, even without Josh Allen. Minus 6.5.
Can I not count? Where is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many games are there?
Yeah, minus 6.5, sorry. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll figure that out after. Since you took away my Packer jinx, I'm going to pick the Eagles minus 11.
13 games.
On Monday night.
So we have to go even on Monday. Oh, you're going to pick the Monday night instead of just going even on it?
Yes. You could do the Sunday night, go even. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. If I don't pick it. I'm going to go Bills, 6.5. And then who do you say you got right now?
I got the Eagles minus 11 on Monday night. Because they always blow out the whatever you call Washington on Monday nights. But, you know, my jinxing powers might come into fruition. Last time I picked the Eagles, they won, though.
All right, I'm going to take the Giants minus 4.5 against the Texans. They're just a better team. And the Texans aren't that good besides Damian Pierce. So that's it. Giants are at home too. It helps.
Well, okay. So are we doing even the Sunday night then?
Yes, just like to pick make it even because you're being a dick and picking the Monday night.
How am I being a dick picking the Monday night? You're being a dick picking the fucking Cowboy game.
Well, that's throwing off you, not throwing off the show.
You don't want to just do the pick'em Steelers Saints?
No.
Flip a coin on who gets that
we're
one?
Going, no, we're doing Sunday night football. Sunday night football is what we're doing. Unless you want to do Monday nights. But you want it Monday night, so go. Just
no, because Monday night's dumb. It's an 11-point spread.
And we're going to do Sunday night. 7.5-point spread.
Well, then give me the Saints on the road against the Steelers.
Saints on the road?
Yeah.
All right. That's actually not a bad pick'em. Saints should beat them. Definitely. I think you put my back against the wall. You did. Now I'm going to pick the game. I didn't want to pick this game, but I'm going to pick Broncos versus Tennessee Titans. Minus 2.5, I got Titans. Titans minus 2.5.
Broncos country?
I'm picking a lot of fucking favorites.
After the bye? You don't think Russell Wilson?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of my 6 are favorites.
Well, you're Mr. Streaky Goodness or whatever.
That's what I pick the whole month. Los Angeles versus the 49ers. You want to pick, should we go the over or something?
Well, who do you think? It's a 7.5. They're giving 7.5 to the Chargers. Who do you think the Niners are going to cover at home?
Yeah, because they have everything.
Then I'll take the Chargers.
You got the Chargers minus 7.5?
Yeah.
Or plus 7.5?
So whoever wins that game gets that extra point. See? Turns out fine. Because none of us were going to pick Washington to cover.
I would have picked Washington to cover.
You're high.
No.
You're too loud. You would have just done
too,
it. But
no, no, because I think Tyler Heinicke just gives him that factor that brings him within like 7. That's like
I
he
hope,
does.
I hope that happens, but nah.
And if he wins, and what are the and everyone's and honestly another thing, they're showing a crazy graphic where it's like, oh, the Eagles, well, look at their remaining schedule. Do you think they're actually gonna lose one? They could just lose this week and fuck everything up. So that's just waiting to happen, just like Sal's waiting to take that scorpion pepper shot at the Verdugo Bar, which we will take this week, or no, next week on the 19th. It will be on our Instagram. It'll be funny.
Come on down to Verdugo Bar.
Hopefully Sal's in so much pain he can't DJ. Actually, I wanted to DJ so he could help me out, but he doesn't need to because that place is awesome.
How bad is that shot gonna be?
I don't know. I think he's gonna add like little trimmings of stuff in it, like not
Why?
Like nasty stuff, but
it's
like
already
peppers.
Scorpion in it.
He said it's honestly not that hot, so you would probably just be over in like a second. The point is for you to sweat. Point is for you to throw up everything you threw over at the tailgate.
This is because I made you eat those hot wings last year, huh?
And why I threw eggs at you this year is also when you were slapping me with the squid. Think about that. I was thinking about you slapping me. I was like, I want to just hit him with stuff.
Jamie, right. You scratched my hand.
I did scratch your hand. And that's a reminder. Don't fuck with me again. And that's our episode. That's episode 233. We are available wherever you stream podcasts. And yeah, this is week 10 in the NFL. Hopefully you do good in your fantasy football. Hopefully you do good in your NFL picks. May everyone be awesome and great. The music's cutting me out. I don't know what more to say, but we are.